Okay, you're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Psachim, Daf Beis, Amud Beis. The simon for Psachim, Beis, is a bias, right? A bias, of course. And the three Zichru points, the first one is checking Chametz. Oh, we have someone else entering. Second, okay. Looks like Ben's about to enter. So the simon for Beis is a bias. Welcome back, Ben. It's good to almost see you. And the bias is going to have the three following points: checking chametz with candles on the or of the 14th. So that's the first point, and it's going to be the discussion of my or. And then the second zikra point is going to be the light of the stars is also called Or, right? There is Kochvei Or. And we wanted to know, what's Pshat? Why are they called Kochvei Or? Is that saying that only stars that give off light should praise Hashem? No, of course not. It's telling us a halacha, it's nafkamina, for nedarim, that if someone takes a neder, that I'm not going to benefit from any light. So, do you mean sunlight, flashlight, or does that include starlight as well? So, Kochvei Or teaches us, starlight as well is considered halakhically light, and therefore, someone who takes a neder would not be allowed to benefit from the starlight either. And that's what Kochvei Or teaches us. So, the first two zikr points, again, are the discussion of Or. We know the light that we do bedika by the Or of the 14th. What is Or? Is that night or is that day? And the second zikr point is that Kochvei Or teach us that starlight is also considered light. We're going to have a house that's filled with people searching for chametz with candles, and the light of the stars is going to shine brightly over, and there's one more zikr point, and that's going to be on tonight's Amud. So let's take a look. So we are at Meisvei. Meisvei, we're quoting a pasuk now from Iov. Meisvei. Yachshechu kochvei nishpo yikav la'or va'ayin va'al yireh va'afapai shachar. So this is a little bit of a hard pasuk. So we have. So this is going to be a challenge. So we'll see which way in a moment. So yachshechu kochvei nifsho. So the stars of the neshef, which is like dusk or night. So the stars of the night should darken, should become dim, right? The stars of the night should be dim. Yikav la'or, like kaveh, like to hope. So they should like anticipate and hope, really hope for light. Va'ayin, and there's not going to be any. Va'al yireh ba'afa pei shachar, and it's not going to see. And it should not see the blinking of shachar, of morning. So one more time, simplified, the stars of the night will become dim. It'll hope for light, and there won't be any. And it shall not see the blinking of the morning. So Iov is saying a curse. So now the Gemara says, "Mitika Amar Yikav La'or Va'ayin." So when it says that it's going to hope for or, and there isn't, so Alma or Yimamahu, we see from context that the or is talking about light, right? There's this darkness. He's going to hope for light, right? Rashi says, "Yikav La'or Yitzape Le'Yom." It's going to anticipate and look anxiously and longingly towards day. So it sounds like over here, or means day. Alma or Yamamahu. Gemara says, no, lav dafka. Hosam melatu dekolait le Iov lemazle. No. Really, there, melat is like lie, it's a curse. Really, Iov himself is cursing his mazel. Of course, we know Iov suffered terrible tragedies. Amar, and he said, he was saying, Yehei Rava, right, which means Yehi Ratzon, it should be the will. Delitzpe hach gavra linhora v'lo lishkache. That man, meaning he's referring to himself, should look for light, and he's not going to find it. right? Meaning, Rashi says over here, Linahora, meaning Lidavar HaMeir. Meaning, we're talking about light, right, says Rashi. V'lo sheyeh sham hayom, or v'lo kamar yakavu layom, el yakavu sheyeir v'ayim. Meaning, he's not hoping for daytime, he's hoping for light. Meaning, it's the right, when we use dark over here, and darkness, and the night, that's not talking about the day and the night, it's talking about the symbolism. It's like speaking metaphorically about light, clarity, goodness. That's what he's hoping for. So don't think light over here, or means day. It doesn't mean day. It means like a positive thing he's looking forward to. But that doesn't necessarily mean day. Okay. Meisvei, another challenge. V'omar ach choshef yishufeni v'alayla or ba'adeni. Right, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, right? Yeah. Let's see. It's in Tehillim, Kuf Lamates. Yes. So the pasuk says, and I said, so David Melech is speaking, achoshech yishufeni, that only darkness is like a shades over me. V'alayla or ba'adeni. And the light and the night is or upon me, around me. Ah, the night is or around me. Ama or yamamahu, right? Because if we're saying that David Melech is saying that the night is something that's not night like around him, so we're saying it's like the night has become like day. That's what seems to be David Melech seems to be saying in this pasuk. Right, Rashi. So it sounds like it says the night has become or for me. It's become daytime. So doesn't or mean day? No. So hasam halchi kamer David. No. There. This is what David's talking about in this parakotelam. Ani amarti achoshach yishufeni lamaba. I said that I'm only going to have darkness, like being like a overcast, being like a shadow over me for Olam Haba. Shehudom Elayom. And right, Olam Haba, we always know, is referred to as a day. Right, Olam Hazeh is more like a night, and Olam Haba is the daytime. Right, that's why we start, right? Jews start the day. Where do we start from, day or night? Night. Right, we start by the night, and then we go into the great light of the day. So too, Olam Hazeh is this night, is this darkness, and then we go into this great light of Olam Haba. So when he says, so what's he saying? When he says that Achoshech Yishufeni V'Layla Or Ba'adeni, he's saying, I expected darkness in the Layla, in what's Olam Hazeh. Achshav Shehudom Elayom, Achshav HaOlam Hazeh, Shehudom Elayla Or Ba'adeni. Nevertheless, now in Olam Hazeh, which is compared to night, I still had light. But again, it's not talking about morning. It's talking about a metaphoric light of good things going on. Take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi's just explaining where David's coming from. It says, "Va'omer savora yisi ba'oni." I thought to myself in my own sins, "Kisha yisi nirdav," when I was being chased. Ach b'choshech, ze amavis, v'hu yishufeni, v'hu yachshich tamid alai, l'ashon neshef elayla v'choshech, sheyisi sharoi bo. I thought it was just like death and darkness and nighttime that I was surrounded in. Nasa or badeni, but it became light for me. Badeni, etzli, by me. V'gabe layla shayach l'memer yom. So we see that at night, V'gabe layla shayach l'memer yom, Alma hachikam or David, halayla naaseli yom. That when you have day at night, meaning it's not saying that it's the day, it's saying light, meaning a metaphoric light, like things were good, and that's you know, the mushal is like the daytime, but it's really not talking about the time of day. Again, we're trying to find a place when we say or yamamahu, is that we find that the concept of light also sometimes means daytime. And we haven't found that yet, really. We haven't found light meaning daytime. We know light means light. We see light at night. No, that's not talking about daytime. It's talking about the physical thing, light. Or the metaphoric, symbolic, you know, understanding of light, meaning like good and positivity. But again, it doesn't mean daytime. We haven't seen that that or means daytime yet. Okay, Meisve, hear this challenge. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodkin Or La Basar. You should check for chametz on the Or of the 14. Uba'ar Basar Shachris, and also in the morning time of the 14th. Ubishas HaBior, and when you do the Bior. Right, so it seems that there are three times we're supposed to do a Badika. Once at the Or of the 14th, once in the morning of the 14th, and once by the Bior. Mitakam Rabbi Yehuda, Bodkin Or Arbaasar, Arbaasar Shachris, Alma Or Orsahu. Right? It sounds like, so like the, meaning if the second Badika we're supposed to do is in the Shachar, so it sounds like the first Or that we're talking about is not talking about in the morning, it's talking about at night, Orsa. The Gemara says, Shema Mina. Indeed, we seem to accept that. Nevertheless, the Gemara is going to continue trying to understand any challenges to the concept. Meaning, this is a sound argument. It makes sense. Still, there might be challenges either way. So the Gemara is still going to analyze. But this seems very logical. The Gemara says Meisve, right? So it looks like or Sohu. That's what it looks like. Let's see. Meisve, Me Masayir Basar Asher Basias Malacha. When on the 14th is it also to do malacha? Now we know that the 14th, Rashi says also misyas malacha. So the makam shenagu bo linhog iser damrina lakaman. We're going to see later on in the Masechta Daf Nun that something about this, the 14th of meaning erev Pesach has a din of like a yomtiv. Makam shenagu shalas malacha ain osin. That there's in a place where people are knowing not to do malacha, so you're not supposed to do malacha, erev Pesach. Even nowadays, the halacha, we hold, there's certain like chalamoid-like qualities to erev Pesach. And so now the Gemara is asking, so when does that start? So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mishasa Or, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, it's from the time of Or. Okay, so of course, whenever we see the word "or," what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishas HaNetzachama. It's from the time of Netzachama. So it's either at or at sunrise. So Omer Le Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov says to him. Remember again, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov said what it says it was or. Vehi Heichan Matzino Yom Shemiktaso Aser Basias Malacha. Hold on, where do we find a day where part of the shemiksaso asar vasiyas malacha, where part of the day it's asar for you to do malacha, umiksaso mutar vasiyas malacha, but part of it you're allowed to do malacha. Where do we find such a thing that where you have a yontif that's like half yontif and not half yontif, like, you know, there's certain things you can do like chol hamoed, but it's saying where half of the day or part of the day you can't do malacha and part of the day you can do malacha. Right, so what does he respond? And we're going to see why this is a proof one way or the other soon. But let's just finish this. This is the Brisa Mishnah. I don't know. Right. So let's see what let's continue. Amar Le, so Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, says Hu Atma Yochiach. What are you talking about? Erev Pesach is the example of that. That is the time where we have part of the day there's an Isser, and part of the day there's not. How? Because part of Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat chametz, and part of it, you are not allowed to eat chametz. Right? So Rashi says, we're going to learn on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that up until the sixth hour of the day, you're allowed to eat chametz. From 6 hours and on, you're not allowed to eat chametz. So we see Erev Pesach has a din of part of the day there's a heter, part of the din, there's an isser. So Rabbi Yehuda says back, I believe the same thing that from Netzachama, right? So he says that from Netzachama, you're not allowed to do malacha, but before that, you are allowed to do malacha. So now the Gemara says, hold on, let's take a look. So Medikama Rabbi Yehuda Mishasa Netzachama, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says Netzachama is the beginning of the Isser Malacha, for those who are knowing that way. Alma, or Dika'ama, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, or Sahu. Right? Because, again, the Machlokes is, does the Isser Malacha start from the Or of the 14th, or the Shachar of the 14th, or sorry, of the Netzachama of the 14th? So we can say, okay, it's clearly Or over here must mean night. Right, especially because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is against him saying half days. Right, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me that part of the day you can do malacha, part of the day you can't. That doesn't make sense. So clearly, when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says or, he means the night before. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, by Netzachama the next morning. So isn't that the case? Gemara says, lo, my or, amud shachar. No. What does or mean? Or means like dawn. Amud ha-shachar, lo sa shachar, right when the day starts to show some light in the morning, which takes place before Nates, right? Nates is where you see the body of the sun come out. But the dawn comes before sunrise. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Nates, but Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when he said or, he meant right at daybreak, but before sunrise, and that's the machlokas. And therefore, or doesn't mean night. Or means morning, early, early morning, dawn, yeah. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, hold on, that's not such a simple interpretation. Ihachi, if so, dekaomar leheichan matzinu yom. So when he said to him, meaning Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find day? So where do we find such a thing? So Nema Ihu L'Hashay. He should say that for to himself. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if we assume that or means daybreak, I mean, right now we try to suggest that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that when he says or, he means dawn. So what's he coming against Rabbi Yehuda saying, oh, where do you ever find a case where you split the day, part malacha, part not malacha? He himself is doing it. Because if we assume that he doesn't mean the night before, right? If you tell me the night before, that's what he's referring to. Or, right, the onset of the day, right, after, as soon as you're able to do Ma'ariv the night before, so that's, one full day of not doing malacha. But if you tell me that he means by Alos HaShachar, by Amud HaShachar, so he also has part of the day you are allowed to do malacha, part of the day you're not. Right? So he's, he's a person in a glass house throwing a stone. If we assume that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when he says or, he means daybreak. Right? So name Ihu l'nafshe. Ha'iko laila de kashari. Because, sorry, that's fine. This line. Because there is the night before, which is permitted. Yet from daybreak and on, it's usher. So we have mixas aser mixas mutter. So we're just no, hold on. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hakikamar. No, this is what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov meant. Bishlam alididi ashkachna dekapal ge rabbanan ben yamam leleliyo. So it works for me. It's all good for me because we have a case where the rabbanan are machalik, where they differentiate between yamama and today and night. Ditanya, as we're about to see, Ditanya, this is Brisa, Ditanya, Gabe, Tainas, Tzibor. What about Tainas, Tzibor? We have on Masay Ochel Vishose, Achiyala, Amud HaShachar. Until when does a person eat and drink before a fast, right? Meaning not Tishvav, not Yom Kippur. Shavuot Shabbatam is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's a Shemesh B'Yontif, but in previous years it was a fast day. And this fast day, so you can eat and drink until the night before, and then Amud HaShachar, alos, that's when you have to stop. So we do have, and this is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So we do have such a precedent. We have a precedent for distinguishing between night and day. That we have. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Kros HaGever, right, until the crowing of the rooster. But so this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying, El didach hecha ashkacha nimami gufei depalgi be'rabbanon. But where do we ever see the Rabbanon distinguish between the parts of the day itself? Right? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, from Almad HaShachar until Nates, Malachas Mutter, and from Nates and on, it's Aser. That's a chiluk in the daytime hours, meaning not day as in the 24-hour period, but the daytime hours. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, listen, when I say that the Isser Malacha starts from Or, again, meaning morning, we're assuming it means morning, when I say that, that's because, yeah, the night before, that's not the Miktsas Hayom, where it's mutter and then everything else is mixed together, that's usher. No, that's not true. That's a standard chiluk we have. We see that by, well, it's not always standard, but it's not unprecedented. We have it by tainus, where the night before, there's no isser achila v'shtia, and then the next morning, at alos, it's usher. So I would say the same thing over here, by Malacha Erev Pesach, before, so the night before doesn't count. But the day, as soon as day starts, as soon as it's alos, there's an Isser Malacha. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, say that part of the morning, right, up until Nates, which is still morning, you're allowed to do Malacha, and then and after that you're not. That's unprecedented, Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you get that from? So what we just did was we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's interpretation, the Gemara's interpretation of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying "or is morning time" still works. That's still possible. So Amar le, who atma yochiach. So then, so now again, Rabbi Yehuda argues back. He says, "Hold on, the day itself is a proof. Erev Pesach itself. How? Shemiktas mutar b'achilas chametz. Miktas also b'achilas chametz." So the Gemara says, "Shaper kamar le Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Yehuda, a good response. He says, we have such a thing. We have such a thing where part of the day it's mutter and part of the day it's aser by achilas chametz. So why can't you say the same thing by malacha erev Pesach? Part of the day it's mutter, you know, before Nates, and part of the day it's aser from Nates and on. Rabbi Yehuda has a very good response. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, shadbir kamar le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Elazar. Halki kamar le Rabbi Elazar. This is what Rabbi Elazar says back. Rabbi Elazar, meaning I think Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying back to him, "Amin aloch ana malacha derabanan va'atam ratli chametz deraisa." I'm talking to you about derabanans. I'm saying where the rabbanan made a chilek. You're giving me a deraisa. Right? Da'ad hacha aser achmana, da'ad hacha shara achmana. Because until this point, Hashem asered it. Until this point, Hashem made a mutter. Meaning, Hashem doesn't have to do things that seem logical in our eyes. When we're talking about a deraisa, so yes, maybe Hashem does such a thing. And the Isser of eating chametz, Erev Pesach, and part of the day Erev Pesach, is a din deraisa. It's learned from a pasuk. So, as we're going to learn later on, I think on Yud Aleph, it's learned from a pasuk. So, Hashem could do whatever he wants. Yes, Hashem could split up even the daytime hours and say, part of the day is mutter, part of the day is aser. I'm asking you, we're talking about a din derabanan. We're talking about the Isser Malacha Erev Pesach, which is a din derabanan. And I asked you for a precedent. Where do we have such a thing? Where there's an Isser derabanan that they're mechalek, and you're telling me, chametz? Eating chametz? That's a deraisa. So that's maybe a fair response. Let's see. Rashi over here says, "Amin alach ana derabanan hechan horgu lasos kein the name of the hachanami kach gazru." Right. This is how Hashem decreed it. Ve'atamrat li amrat li raya b'mili deraisa shegzeres hakasav kachi ve'enzo midas chachamim. It's not midas chachamim. This is Hashem. So the idach says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. The idach. So how does he respond to this, right? Rabbi Yehuda now has to defend himself against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He says, "You're bringing me a riot from Deraisa. That doesn't make sense. I'm asking for a precedent in Derabanan." So Ve'idach, so he would say back, "Shaos Derabanan." Well, there are Shaos Derabanan. Rashi says, Livad Isur Shel Torah, Shehu Mishav Shavos Olamala, Kidil Kaman, right? Rashi says, aside from the, right, the Torah Asur Shlamates from 6 hours and on, the 6 hour and on Erev Pesach. But Hosivu Chachamim Shtei Shaos, right? We know that, we stop eating Chametz before Chatzos, we know that, right? It's always a little bit earlier. Why is that? So Hosivu Chachamim Shtei Shaos, Kedetnan Ochlin Kol Arba, they eat all of the four hours in today. V'tolin kol chamesh, v'sofrim b'tchila shesh. Right, this is a fair submission, I believe, on your Daf on the basis, we'll see later on. V'sofrim b'tchila shesh, hari lach b'shal divrehem, shtei shalos asuros, v'arba rishonos lo asru. So basically, we see what did the Rabbanon do? They said 2 hours of the day. The Torah says, from the sixth hour and on, is asur and chametz. The Rabbanon added 2 more hours, but they did not add 6 more hours. They didn't, right? So meaning the Rabbanan of the first 6 hours of the day, the Rabbanan were machalik and said some of those hours, 4 of them, are mutter and 2 of them are usher. So what Rabbi Huda would say back is the Rabbanan were machalik. I'm not talking about the Deraisa. I'm talking about the Rabbanan were machalik during daytime hours, split here and here. And therefore, that's we do have a precedent, and therefore, we could also suggest that the Isser Malacha starts only from Nates and not from Amar HaShachar. The Idach, okay, so let's go back to the other side. So, Harchaka Hu Dov Rabbanon L'Deraisa. No, but that's just a Harchaka. Right, Rashi says, Hahu lo dami lahacha. No, it's not the same. To her hacha of a rabbanon l'diaraisa mishum yom hamaunan, because of a day that might be munan, like a nun, cloudy. It might be a cloudy day. Bnei adam she'enem bekiyin b'shaos, people who are not expert at telling time. Again, this is before clocks. This is like based on sundials and whatever else, and the position of the maybe and the position of the sun. V'yitu bein sheish l'sheva, and they might make confused between 6 and 7. Avo be'isur zeh kule derabanan achar shagazru isur kol yom gazru. So he would say back, this is not a good precedent. This is not a good example of the Rabbanan created a partial isur for the day. No, it's just that they were nervous that people might make a mistake about the deraisa of the sixth hour, and they might eat chametz later than that. So they gave like a two hour buffer out of nervousness that people might violate the isur. But that's not like a Rabbanan create a partial day isur. That's not what was going on here. You should not view it as such. Okay, so that is that's that response, and that's the end of that piece. We'll do one more proof. Meisvei. Ein Masian Masuos Elo Ala Chodesh. I believe this is a mission in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, can we check that? Yeah. So Ein Masian Masuos Elo Ala Chodesh Nir Bezvano Lekadsho. So this is talking about what we used to do, the Rosh Chodesh system. They used to, but before the Baisusim messed it up, they used to light torches and go up to certain high mountains. And there would be people waiting at each mountain. We have Rosh Chodesh coming up. For us, it's very easy. But before we had a set calendar, they would figure it out through testimony. And originally, there was a sign that they would have people go to the different mountains and light, and they would see at different lookouts, and you'd have the whole entire skyline of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael lit up by these incredible torches. And then the Baisusim came and they tried to mess it up, and they would do it on different nights, and then they had to work with different system. But that's what they used to do. So anyway, it says, and it's only done if it's near a Bizmano Lekadsho, if the moon is coming and seen when expected. The Amasai Masian Masuos, when do we do this? So what does it say? Le Or Iburo. At the Or of the added day. The Ibur, right? Like a Chodesh Ebor, right? So, what do we see? At the or of it, Alma or Sohu. So we see this is referring to the night. Rashi says, why? Leil sha'avar shloshim lo'diyah she'yom niskadesh. Right? Shloshim ve'echad kari avura al shem shabosh nasa chodesh me'ubar k'shein koven bo es rosh chodesh Alma or so versus Rashi. Dahabayom ema social or near in Merachok. They weren't lighting these torches in the daytime. We're obviously talking about night, because that's when they're lighting torches on the mountaintops, in the lookout spots. So clearly, and it mentions the or, clearly or is referring to nighttime. The Gemara says, Shema Amina. Yes, you're right. It seems true. We're not going to refute that. This Mishnah, another Mishnah seems to indicate that or refers to night. Meisve, one more challenge. This might be the other way, actually. Haya omein kol alayla u'makrib al mezbeach la'ora ton kiddush yidayim v'raglayin divrei Rebbe. So if somebody is talking about a kohen, he's standing all night and being makrib on the mezbeach. I'm assuming it's talking about the evarim and chalavim, the limbs and fats. Okay, and he's doing this all night, and he brings on the mizbeach. So the ora ta'on kiddush yidayim v'raglayim. In the ora, he needs to wash his hands and feet. So and that's what Rebbe says. In the ora, so Rashi says the kasava Rebbe lina poselus b'kiddush yidayim v'raglayim. Somebody who's there overnight. His puzzle with kiddush yidayim v'raglayim, and the Gemara and Zvachim discusses it there. But it clearly over here, the ora seems to mean the daytime, in the morning time, right? He's doing this kol alayla, and then in the ora, seems like he's talking about morning. So the Gemara says, ora shani, machon ora is a different place. No, okay. Right, ora shani. The word ora is different. Rashi says, hecha detani ora lo pali grab Yehuda. The whole question was when we see the word or. That it seems to be that Chazal, and maybe even Tanakh, sometimes use the term or to mean night. But whenever it says ora, that's for sure referring to the daytime. That's daylight for sure. And therefore, that is not a proof. Don't bring an ora in an or discussion. And it seems to be that that we have a couple of rayos that or is a reference to night. Okay. Oh, and the quickly the last zikr point is when night became light for David HaMelech. So there's that whole discussion. He says, "Ani amarti achoshech yishufeni l'olam haba," which is doma to yom, and the lila, and then the lila became yom, like light, and surrounded me. So again, we have the 3 points: our checking chametz with the candles of the ora on the 14th, the light of the stars, kochvei or, is also considered light halachically, and the pasuk about when night becoming light for David HaMelech. So it's bais, the bias, a house. So the house was filled with people searching for chametz with candles, as the starlight shone brightly over a king that danced joyously outside. So right, the house, so it's bias, filled with people searching for chametz with candles, which reminds us of or larbalasar with the nair. And there's starlight shining brightly over a king dancing joyously. So it reminds us of starlight, which is the kochvei or. And the king dancing joyously outside is David HaMelech, so happy that he has light even in the darkness of Olam Hazeh, even though he doesn't think he deserves better than that.